The first Sherlock Holmes film started in earnest in 1921, made by Stoll Picture Productions in the unlikely setting of Cricklewood. With the curiously named Eileen Norwood as Sherlock Holmes.
Eileen Norwood's real name was Anthony Brett. He changed his name, so he always said, because he'd once been in love with a girl called Eileen, or Eiley, and he'd lived in Norwood, and he put these two things together. Tricky to do Sherlock Holmes on the silent screen because it depends so much upon those set-piece explanations of how things happened. What Norwood did was concentrate upon staging the idea of Holmes' thinking, so much so that he even had his head shaved up to the temples in order to make himself look more intellectual.
The Norwood series of films also began the trend of placing Holmes in a new era. They went in for a contemporary 1920s setting. This was Holmes for the modern age. And one of their highlights was in their use of real locations. But how would Arthur Conan Doyle, who was still writing Holmes stories set in period, react to such a modernizing approach?
Conan Doyle gave it his official stamp of approval. They met and they toasted each other and gave each other grateful thanks. So he is the first screen Holmes to really come with the proper official endorsement of Holmes's creator.
Following Eileen Norwood's impressive and successful run of 47 silent quickies, Sherlock Holmes now became a staple subject for the cinema. But over the next few years, the performances on screen tended to be slow and over-studious affairs, only Arthur Wantner's authentic Paget-like performance making any real impression.